From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Indonesia's capital rocked by a terrorist attack. Militants set off a series of explosions and gunfire in Indonesia's capital, Jakarta, Thursday, triggering battles with police that lasted hours. At least seven people, including four attackers, were killed. Reporter Frans Damoon is in the capital of Indonesia.
Using grenade, but some say that they may use also suicide bomb near the Starbucks cafe. But the grenade they throw to the police.
He says the violence occurred in an upscale area of the city that includes luxury hotels, embassies, and other office buildings. It's not clear who is responsible, but suspicions have fallen on Islamic State, which in recent weeks has threatened to carry out a coordinated bomb attack. Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says his government expects the International Atomic Energy Agency to issue a final report as early as Friday, confirming Tehran has met its obligations under the International Nuclear Agreement reached in July that leads to sanctions relief. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke of Iran's progress in remarks near Washington Wednesday.
I can assure you, we will continue to monitor implementation of this agreement closely because, yes, existential challenges are at stake here. And we will ensure that the specter of a nuclear-armed Iran is removed as a threat to the Middle East security and global peace. And it is not insignificant that Iran has agreed to submit to this, agreed to undertake these steps, agreed that it will not build this weapon.
He also hailed Iran's release Wednesday of 10 U.S. Navy personnel after their craft drifted into Iranian waters. The Ethiopian government Wednesday announced it was scrapping controversial plans to expand the capital Addis Ababa into surrounding rural areas. The original plan announced in November sparked violent anti-government protests that one rights group says killed 140. This is VOA News. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said Wednesday U.S. Special Operations Forces are in Iraq and set to help Baghdad target Islamic State strongholds. He said about 200 commandos have already established contact with the Iraqis and expect to look for new targets, new strikes, and new opportunities.
And the Specialized Expeditionary Targeting Force I announced in December is now in place and is preparing to work with the Iraqis to begin going after ISIL's fighters and commanders, killing or capturing them wherever we find them, along with other key targets.
The U.S. is seeking to help Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces retake Mosul in northern Iraq and assist Syrian rebels oust IS fighters in northern Syria. President Obama spoke by phone Wednesday with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin about ongoing efforts to bring an end to the civil war in Syria. They both voiced support for U.N. talks to resolve the conflict, but disagree over the future of embattled President Bashar al-Assad. A new aid convoy left Damascus Thursday, headed for the besieged town of Madaya. It follows deliveries earlier this week to the rebel-held town that government troops have been blockading for months, causing widespread suffering and reports of starvation. U.S. lawmakers were told Wednesday the road to successfully blunting North Korea's military adventurism and potentially forcing it to abandon its nuclear weapons program runs through Beijing. Bonnie Glazer of the Centers for Strategic and International Studies was among those appearing before a House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee.
The U.S. should not expect Beijing to completely abandon its ally and forge a common strategy with Washington to squeeze North Korea until it gives up its nuclear weapons or collapses. But it may be possible to persuade China to strictly comply with its existing international commitments, to further tighten sanctions on North Korea, and to reduce its support or make continued support contingent on specific actions by Pyongyang to return to its denuclearization pledges.
The hearing followed the North's fourth nuclear test last week. The United States is expressing concern about an ongoing crackdown against Chinese human rights defenders following reports Wednesday. Several prominent rights lawyers have been arrested on charges of state subversion. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
The United States urges China to drop these charges and immediately release these lawyers and others like them detained for seeking to protect the rights of Chinese citizens.
The lawyers were among more than 130 detained last July after being accused of organizing protests outside courtrooms in an effort to pressure local authorities. In Burundi, police say a former military officer and police official who allegedly were involved in recruiting anti-government rebels were killed Wednesday in a shootout with security forces. It's the latest violence in months following the decision by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a controversial third term. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.